Nozir, Perkei Mishne Gimel. Mishenodar b'Nozir, v'nishal l'chochem v'asoroi. Normally when we say v'nishal, it means he was shoyl, he was matir neder. Here it can mean that. Because you'll see b'hemshach ha-mishne. What it means over here is, Mishenodar b'Nozir, he made in the Kabbalas Nazirus, he thought that the Kabbalas Nazirus wasn't valid, and he drank wine, he thought that it wasn't a Nozir. V'nishal, he asked the shayla, what we would call his shoyl. He asked the chochem a shayla. And the Chochem told him, Vasari, told him that he's Taka Nozer. Moine Misho Shenodar. He counts from when he made the Nazirus. Even though he was drinking wine, Chiddush. Even though he wasn't Noeg Dine, the Dinim of a Nozer, if he became Tomei, would be a different story, because if he became Tomei, that's Soiser. If he drinks wine, it's not Mavur that if he drinks a cup of wine and he's over and alive, Bishas Nazirusoi, that's Soisa, it's Mavatl Nazir. So that's what we're talking about over here. Now, that's clear that this guy had a suffix before asking a Rav Shaila, before asking his local Orthodox rabbi. What he should have done is, he should have been Machmir. So there's a Mokoyim in the Gemara discusses it, there's a Mokoyim to Kantzim to tell him that he has to be Firzach Nazirus for another, let's say it was 5 days till he asked the Chochem to be Noyin Minhogin Nazirus for another 5 days. Lemaisa, the Mishnah holds that since he didn't know that he was a Nazir, even though he should have asked, Lemaisa, the halacha is that we don't take away these 5 days from him. Moine Mishosh Anoda. Nishal Lechochem Vetira. Let's say he asked the Chochem Taka told him that he was right, that this is not a Kabbalas Nazirus. Now, what happens over here? We're talking about the opposite. The fellow had a Sofik, and Lemaisa, he was such a Chorod L'Dvar Hashem, is that he was already mafresh a behema for the karbonis that will take place after 30 days. Hoysalei behema mufreshes. He had a behema that was already mufresh, that was already set aside. Teitzi v'tiru beider. He l'maisa. The behema is schulen. Means, we had this type of halacha in Perek Dalid. And over there it meant, since the husband was mefin adoreo, she has no koyach to be magdish, a behemoth from the flock of the husband, therefore teitzivitir be'eder. Over here what it means is because of a tos. And here's our knisa to understand why the Mishnah, Mishnah Aleph and Beis, presents Beisham and Beisil, which is a lucharim sechst murdik alok over here. Because over here we have a dialogue, mineo be in their din, between Beisil and Beisham. Omru loy Beisil lo Beisham. Omru Beisil lo Beisham. Yatim moidim bazeh. Are you not moided to me, even though you hold that Hegdish betos is Hegdish? Over here, are you not moided who Hegdish tos shetetzi vitir beide? Are you not moided to me? In this type of case, the avada, the Hegdish is betos and it's not chal. Now, l'chayra, the reading over here is that when a person is mafish a carbon in Nazirus, and it was a mistake, he's not a Nazir. So he's being mafresh for a Nazirus that's non-existent. It's not Afrosh's carbon. It's not Chal. So Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, Yatim Moidim Bazeh. Seems like this halacha was a Mesoira, Teitzi V'tir Be'edah, that even Beis Shammai has to reckon with. It's not a Mishnah that's Shonu Lefi Beis Hillel, not Lefi Beis Shammai. So Beis Hillel asks Beis Shammai, what do you mean? Aren't you Moidim Ovi Hegdish Betoz? Isn't that this Noise? Om Elohim Beis Shammai. You're going to start telling me that every case of tos is equal. I'll prove to you that Hekdesh B'tos is a true concept. There was also a Mesoira that this halach is also true. Somebody is being mafish Maiser Behema. The way Maiser Behema works is, the Pasuk in Parshas B'chukos, he has Behemas go through the door. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The 10th, he put a red mark on. Asiri Yeh Kodesh. If he makes a mistake, and he counts the 9th as 10th and the 10th as 9th. Ula'achar also asiri shehu mugdush. And the 11th he calls 10. Since the 10th he called 9, he then got mixed up. The 9th he skipped the number, but then he went back. He knew that he didn't say 9, so he called 10, 9, and then 11, 10. No, he has two 10s, right? What about the 11th? Is it kodesh? Over there you might admit to me that there is a din kodesh. It's a Mishnah Bechoris, by the way. That's where the Dinim of Maisa Behema Shonui. So Beis Hillel answers back on that. That's not a Tzushtel. You're going to tell me that it's magic, it's automatic, that as soon as the stick with the paint hit the one, then he calls it Asiri, that's Magdashit, even Betois. What's going on over here?
ומאילו טוב וניחס השבט על שמיני ועל שנים עשר. Let's say he hit the eighth, the 12th. Shema also klum. Maybe that's called it chal kedusha. Elamai, there's no automatic that just because you gave it a name asiri and you gave it a zetz with the sikra. Elo, you have to say shekosuf shekidish eso asiri hu kidish achiv es achad osa. In plain language, it's exes akosuf. The Torah says that the word Asiri Yia Kodesh is marbe those that are Samach Venir, the 9th or the 11th, could also have Kedusha. It's not all Tegdish, but toys don't make a klal. So Beisil is Moide in the extreme case that that's Exes HaKosov by Tmura, by Maise Behema. Beishamai will tell you that where the guy said Mufurish, that I'm being Mafrish this, for my korban nozer and lemaisi wasn't a nozer, does heis gizokt mefurish. So Miller, we don't have the machlokes. Akitzer, Beshama and Beisil both have cases that are, there's a gray area. Beisil has a case where he's also moida, where a toys could create a hegdish, a gzez hakosuf. Beshama has a gzez hakosuf from Tmura, and he's medama other cases. And there are cases, even according to Beshama, where there was a toys, where we don't say hegdish, but toys have a hegdish. That's what it boils down to. Mishnah Dalit, Mishnah Noda bin Nozir, somebody was Mikabal on himself Nazirus. Baholach Lov is Behemta. Here's going to be another case where there's a mistake here in being Mafish's carbon. He went to bring his carbonus, like we learned before. Umitzosh Nignavo. He went to the barn to take the behemoths that he had in mind to be Magdish. Those animals were stolen. The person can't be Magdish behemoth that's stolen. Aloch is sugim bavikama that chayfitz that's nignav, both of them can't be magdish. Neither the ganav or the nignav. The ganav because not his, of course. The nignav because eni b'shusoy. And even if he would be magdish, it's not going to help him because it was stolen. He wouldn't be able to bring it. So she nignav, so he has to bring a different behem. Imad shelo nignav behem teri nozar. Harez nozar. If the behemoth was stolen after he became a nazir, so the assumption that he had behemoths to cover his carbon, it's an expensive proposition. He thought he had behemoths, and guess what he did? It happens to be now the behemoths were stolen, but that's not usual, the behemoths should be stolen in broad daylight from a barn. So the assumption is, not the assumption, the halacha is, we look at that as a dover shenoy ladachakach. The halacha is the gabei ataras and dorim that something unusual that happened later on. You can't count that in. Il moli or yisi yedeh wouldn't have been neder. You can't look at that as a charota on the ikan neder. Memela can't be matter than neder. Hareza nozer and he's going to have to cough up the money for other karbonas. Vimishenignevo behemti nozer ain't a nozer. The assumption is that the guy made an azirus because he knew he had behemis to cover. He's not going to go into debt. Mashenkin, if we say that it was stolen, so that's about a mistake. It's a mistake in the Etzem Nazirus, and we matter the Kabbalah's Nazirus. That's a Pesach. V'zutos to Nochem Amodi kishol Nazir min Agoylo. This is a mistake. Nochem Amodi, we have very few times in the Mishnayis. Kishol Nazirim min Agoylo, there were Nazirim that came from Chutz Loretz. Min Agoylo, by the way, doesn't mean any place. Chutz Loretz, it means from Bavo. It means from Nadoi, from Popedisa. They came from Bavel, and the communication, the message hadn't been passed, they came, and Rechmon Islam, they came to Yerushalayim, and the Beis HaMikdash is up in flames. Of course not. Nochem Amodi. Nochem Amodi was Matir. Shabo Adov Eitzel Chachomim, they wouldn't have been Mekabel Nazirus. The Chachom said no. The assumption that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed is beyond the beggar's belief. A Yid, by us, Davar Pashut, there's no Beis HaMikdash, but a Yid who's living in a world with a Beis HaMikdash can't picture, can't imagine, can't fathom a world without a Beis HaMikdash. So Mela, there's no such Havamin, it's a Davar Chodosh. Mela, you can't be Matan Eder based on that. If it was Taka mistaken, there was no Beis HaMikdash, B'shas to Kabbalah's Naziris, that would be considered a toys. Now, the truth of the matter is, as much as it's inspirational to hear that it's a Dover HaNoilid, but the truth of the matter is there was a Kabbalah at the second Beis HaMikdash. We're talking here at the end of the second Beis HaMikdash. There was a Kabbalah that it was going to be destroyed. The fascinating Gemara over here in Daf Lamed Beis, the pasuk in Daniel, that foretells Beruach HaKodesh, Shavuim Shivim Nechtach Alamcha will be forced on your nation, Val Ir Kodshecha. They knew based on that pasuk in Daniel that it would be a cycle of 7 years for Churban HaBayis, and they could have made the Cheshmu with Shemitah cycles of 7 years from Churban Beis HaMikdash Rishon until Churban Bayis Sheni. They would have known when it was, but they didn't have the Cheshmu Arois. The Gemara over here, by the way, is an important Gemara because the Cheshmu is out how the cycle, how the cycles of Shemitah is. There's nafkaminis in the Gemara for how the Cheshmu now went Bizman HaZeh Shemitah is. Do we Cheshmu years of Golus, Bechlal the Cheshmu of cycles? But when there's no Beis HaMikdash, when Klai Yisrael's 9 years old, there's no Mitzvah Shemitah, so maybe we can't count those as part of the years, it's all part of the Cheshbon over here in the Gemara. The Gemara, the Mishnah is just bringing Legabi that one point.